We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim in memory of Asher Chaim ben Avraham Avinu Zichrono Livracha. We're in the laws of preparation for Shmona Esrei. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says Yasir Kichov Niyov Chol Dabar Torado. Before davening, a person's supposed to remove his phlegm and anything that would bother him. So that's why you should have tissues with you when you go to shul. You know, blow your nose before you stand in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Get rid of whatever might bother you. And so too, if his face and hands are dirty, you should wash them well before davening. And so too, before coming to shul, one should clean one's nose, one's eyes, one's ears well. Comb your hair, comb your beard. You're going to stand before the king. Get ready the way you should. The general rule is prepare yourself for prayer as you would when going before a king. Those people who come home from davening and then take a shave, that's not right. I got to shave and shower for work. You just went to God, so you should have shaved and showered beforehand. So we have two things in this halacha. One is the preparation out of respect. And that's why it's a nice thing if you shower every morning anyways, to shower before tefillah. It's part of the preparation. You show up nice and clean for davening. And then we have, he combined the two halachot, but it's really a different halacha, and that is to remove anything that might bother us. So if a person, people sometimes ask me, why don't you wear a hat in davening? So throughout the winter, I wear a hat in davening. In the summer, sometimes wearing a hat causes me to drip so much sweat I can't concentrate. So even though technically wearing a hat is important, according to some opinions, you should have two head coverings when you daven. A hat is, according to some opinions, a good thing to do. So yeah, in the Dati Lumi world, they don't do it. But I dance on both parties. I'm with both worlds. And rabbis, even in the Dati Lumi world, wear it, so I'm okay. But not the expense of concentration. Not if I'm constantly going to have sweat pouring down my head. In some shuls, you're in the middle of the summer, they have no air conditioning. I can't concentrate my davening that way. So that's the second halacha here, which is remove anything that will cause you to break your concentration. That's part of the halacha of going to the bathroom before davening. So you don't find yourself in the middle of davening contending with yourself and losing your focus. That the same halacha that he said, blow your nose, clear your throat, whatever it is that you have to do to ensure that you could focus in davening. And I think part of it is also how you choose a minion. I try to choose a minion with air conditioning. I have a hard time concentrating in a shul where it's broiling. But, to each his own. I find that you go to a shul on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur where there's no air conditioning, it's going to be very hard. So that's not my only criterion, But that is one of the criteria, things that will help you focus.